Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Today I'm joined with Miss Melania Morbelli, a young entrepreneur. I would like to say a philanthropist. I could call you a lot of different things, Melania, but you would have to tell me exactly who you are and exactly what you do throughout the course of this show. This is Youth Unplugged, and we try to highlight young people, and I think that Melania really fits the profile of Youth Unplugged, so she's here today. Good afternoon, Melania. How are you?
Hi, good day. I'm doing great, thank you.
You look good, eh? You look like you know you came there with a big smile, and
always.
You always
keep
that. Yes. That's really sells a person. It says that you know happen. You're confident, yes. And you know exactly what you are about. So Youth Unplugged is actually cut up in two sections. Mm-hmm. We're gonna ask you a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
In the front first, and then you know we take it from there. So Melania, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So I would consider myself as a enthusiastic, positive, and strong-willed individual. I am 24 years of age. I work at the Department of Housing and Local Government as a research officer. I have a degree in business management with a minor in marketing, and also a master's in marketing, which I pursued with Monroe College. I have a group called Floral Femininity, Young Women Empowerment Group.
Okay.
I also have a small business. It's a beauty business, Mel's Beauty, where I sell different products for, it has to do with health, face, feet, clothing items.
That business have a long portfolio there.
Yes, a long portfolio.
So
yes.
Okay.
Everything beauty wise. You have it there. Male's beauty.
Okay. Well, I guess we have a lot to talk about.
Yes.
A lot to talk about. So where I think I'll start is your current posting in the Ministry of Housing, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what exactly does research officer? What does a research officer do?
Okay, so
I'm not familiar with the Ministry of Housing. I know, okay. You know they do a lot.
Yes, yeah. Okay. So basically, a research officer would go out and find out information when it comes to housing needs for the vulnerable, or if there's, because our department has local government and it also has housing.
Okay.
So it's Ministry of Housing and Local Government. So technically, I work between these two areas. So with local government, it has to do with more of the constituencies. So there's 17 constituencies around. I'm not sure what Battle Relay.
Yeah.
Battle Relay is part of the local government aspect.
Because I actually remember seeing you in Battle Relay when they had Is that Independence?
Yeah, Independence. Right.
And that seemed like so long ago.
It was just the other day.
I remember you on the truck going around during that. I remember seeing you then.
Yes.
And so, okay, so that's Ministry of...
That's Ministry of Housing and Local Government.
Okay.
So that's a local government aspect.
Okay.
And then there's the housing aspect, which basically has to do with housing needs. There's also NHAP, the National Housing Assistance Program, where they help vulnerable people to refurbish their homes that have been destroyed.
I know about that.
Right, so that is all part of it. So research is to find out, you know, people's needs, to find out their views on what will come, what is not available at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so really, yes. The thing about it is, you know, not every time someone comes onto the show, I know them, you know, but I know you. You understand? I know you. And from what I know, is that you actually went to Sir Arthur around the same time with me, and we did chemistry together. Yeah, people, let's put that out there. We did chemistry together at Sir Arthur. So when I hear you now in the Ministry of Housing, and of course you're doing different things, you're doing Battle Relay, you're doing things with the vulnerable, and of course completing degrees completely opposite to what you did at Sir Arthur Lewis. It's very interesting. So what pushed you in that direction?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. I personally grew up struggling in my schoolwork, okay? Like I was not the brightest person.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked extremely hard for me to scrape my passes in the sciences.
Okay.
And I really I sat down and I said to myself, if I need something for like my lifestyle, for the rest of my life, I do not want to struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do something that I am good at, something I actually like, something that matches my personality. And that's when I went into marketing. bright, bubbly face.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Can convince you to...
Yeah, if you walked up to me now and you told me that you have something to sell, I'd probably say, okay, probably what you really have there, I actually want to know what
exactly.
You have. You know, I think probably really that social person. I don't think, honestly, you say that and I don't think chemistry really suits my personality.
No, it doesn't.
You know, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It really doesn't.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't know how I ended up there. You understand?
I feel like people seem like they choose their career paths based on like how you grew up. It's like you have to be a doctor, you have to be a lawyer, you have to be this, you have to be that. And we just focus on that one thing.
Well, honestly, that didn't happen with me. I didn't have any doctors in my family, anybody who did the sciences in my family. My brother and I were probably the first to do that. Of course, first time university graduate in my family as well. So it was actually very different for me. Yeah? I could tell you that. But I think I did chemistry simply because that was my best subject at SAFA, and I'm now back at SAFA teaching chemistry. And when I tell the students that I did not like chem at one point, it's actually surprised.
It was really a struggle.
It's a struggle. It's a struggle. And even now, I see the students struggling with the sciences. It's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you have a son or daughter struggling in the sciences, tell them just hang in there. It gets better.
Hang in there. It gets better.
Yeah. I mean, you could
and
completely drop it off.
Don't stop trying.
Yeah, don't stop.
It's very important to keep your mind at it.
Yeah.
Because there's times you want to give up, but you just know you want to achieve that. And if you have to take lessons, I mean, YouTube is available
now. Do it.
Do what you have to do.
And the information is there. To be honest with you, most of the material that I find to teach is actually sometimes on YouTube, sometimes on Google.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that difficult. As long as you actually do the work, you could get it. So, I mean, probably when we were going to SAFA, we were not doing the work more really.
I agree.
You agree?
Yeah.
We were distracted.
We were distracted.
Probably. But then you completely turned that around, of course.
Yes.
Headed to Monroe College, completed 2 degrees in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And now...
And with high GPA scores.
That's what I hate too. You know, I read the bio and I seen the bio tell everything about highest... what's it?
Highest honors. Highest honors in the masters, and then I got like a business certificate in the first in my degree.
In your undergrad.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know the honors at Monroe. I don't even know them at UWE. It's like that's an American system.
Yeah.
You know, first class honors.
Summa cum laude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. I only know what I have, which is summa cum laude, which is the highest.
Yes. Well, you don't know the rest of it.
I can't remember the rest.
Okay. All right. So. That transition for you, I mean, big moving into the Ministry of Housing, but you actually did something that is really interesting to me, and that is floral femininity. And I think that's where we need to stick to this. So tell me what floral femininity is all about. What's that?
Okay.
If I had to walk up to you and just say, you know, what's floral femininity? Sell me. Because you're in marketing, right?
Right.
So sell.
Okay. Floral femininity is a young women empowerment group. And it's based in Grand Ravine Denry, which is my community.
Mm-hmm.
It was established last year, July the 3rd. So we're 1 year in. Yes. Basically, I started this group because I felt like the success that I had, I wanted to pass it on to the younger generation, especially the young women, because women are important in society, right? So what I have done with my group is to ensure that I teach them about self-love, hygiene, to teach them about positivity, affirmations, the basics and the most important things that you need to know so that when you grow up, you know in your mind that you can achieve anything possible. We've done so many things that I am very happy because it started off in my sitting room where I just sat down and I was like, I feel like I need to, you know, start a group and to help young women to become the best versions of themselves and to make an impact in society just like I have done myself.
Okay, so I want to break that down because, again, you said a lot and I like to dissect things. Eh? Like
no problem.
Bit by bit. Okay, so we started last year, July 3rd, and a year in, what are some of the notable projects that you think you have put out or some of the notable things that you have achieved in the first year of Floral Femininity?
Okay, so one of the main ones that I love to highlight is our back-to-school charity we did last year. Well, it started last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for the differently abled. There were 2 Down syndrome children from our community. We gave them back-to-school items. So we had a ceremony for them where we gave them books, bags, their water bottles, even school shoes. We had a performance for them where we danced and everything, gave them crowns, petals. We also
So you really reaching the, how could I put that? I want to get the right word. I don't want to, but you're trying to reach or touch the hearts of these young people in some
Yes, and something I want my group to embody is like to accept differences. Everybody's different in their own way, and that's what makes them special. And an activity we had for Women's International Day this year, we went to Pigeon Point, and I made them do drawings of our logo. And the main point of that was to show every single person had a different vision and painting
for that logo.
For that logo, because everybody's different. So we have to embrace our differences, embrace others, and try to understand them. And, you know, so everybody can be happy.
And I think that's huge. I think that's huge. A lot of the time we try to stray away from differences. We try to make people feel some way, out of place. And I think sometimes inclusion is very important.
Yeah.
And having groups that enable people to feel that type of inclusion goes a long way in trying to deter people from going down the wayside. Because I have benefited from youth groups as well. I remember in my teenage years, every Friday afternoon I would go to, we used to call it Bible study, but it really wasn't Bible study. Yeah? It was a place you would go and sit down. You would hear about the Bible, but really and truly, you're going there for the girls and the food. But at the same time, I'm telling you, but it was social.
Yes.
A lot of people would come in for that, but at the same time, we would leave it for message every Friday that would probably be from scripture. You understand?
Yeah, we will say,
it means there's a DJ within every part. But I'm telling you, every Friday, I would find myself there. You understand? Not necessarily for anything else, but I mean, it was a good place to go. You know, you could socialize.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get a positive message at the end of probably a hard week at school and that sort of thing. So I think that even with Floral Femininity and what you do now in the possibly just the summer months, I think a lot could come out from that.
Yes.
So what's the next plan for you guys? I guess school is coming again.
Well, this year, since it was our 1 year anniversary, what we did was we opened registration for new members. And it was only Grand Ravine Denry. So now it's open to other areas in the valley.
I had to Google Grand Ravine before I came on to the show. Because I know of Denry.
Yeah, but you don't know Grand Ravine.
That's
in the Mabuya Valley.
Okay.
Not many people know about
Grand Ravine.
Yeah.
Okay,
we're special.
You're special.
Of course.
So that's Denry North.
Yeah, that's Denry North.
Okay, see, I know something.
After Falco, the gap on your left.
Okay, well, I know exactly
where
it is. There's a church inside there, right?
Yes, but wait, no.
No? Okay, that's the next gap.
That's the next gap. That's Larry's Shoes.
Okay. Well, I know somewhere in there. Okay.
And something else I forgot to mention that's very important. In December, we had a soup day where we passed in different homes, well, different houses in the community, and we gave the sick people soup and we sang to them to make them feel special
on Christmas Day.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I like doing that.
We had our nice little Christmas hats and, you know, make the people feel special. Everybody smiling when they see us. It warmed my heart because I like to see people happy.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. You have any socials where you could probably go and see a little video too?
Yes, yes.
I'll check that out.
Bye. Yes, we do. Floral. Oh, you want it now?
No, I'll take it. I'll take it. Before we move, we'll take it. What's the current membership of Floral Femininity?
Okay, so at first it was 16 people, but now it's 25.
Okay,
since we opened it up, about nine to ten people joined.
So
I hope I calculate my math well.
I think you can. Yeah, I think you're very strong in math.
But
how would someone join? Let's say I'm not from Denry, and I think that Floral Femininity is something I want to, you know, I want to be part of. I'm thinking it's only females.
Yeah, it is.
Since you're saying floral, that screams female. So, how would a female join? How would a young lady join?
Okay, so basically, since it's in Denry, the first thing we have to consider is your geographical location. Because we're just starting, and if we were to have or host an activity and you live in Castries, it might pose an issue for you. So It's open right now to people in the Denry Valley area. If you're interested, you could message me on my WhatsApp, or you could go to our Instagram page
and send a message,
because somebody actually messaged me through Instagram and she was like, my daughter wants to join. I was like, oh, no problem, send me her name. So once you show your interest, I basically add you to our group, and we have our meetings, our activities, and you just be part of it.
Okay. I think something that's also very important, and I didn't ask that earlier, was of course finance, because with every small group, non-profit, you know, somebody needs to be financing that non-profit. And how has that been for you guys?
Okay.
Has that been a struggle?
It has been, to be honest. It has been. Because usually we try to get sponsorship. And sometimes when you ask too much, people be like, not now, not now. I mean, we're very grateful for those we have gotten. We've gotten people like Flavor. We've gotten people like Sandals Halcyon, Coconut Bay, you know. We've gotten these strong people. And even for our back to school for this year, we're doing it different. Felix from the United States, he gave us an entire box of items to give out this year.
Okay.
So I am so happy that, you know, we got that this year, and to be quite easier to go around. And also what we do is our subs. We try to use some of that
to supplement what you cannot get from donors.
Sometimes I donate myself. I mean, it's my group.
Yeah, so sometimes you had to pull your own weight.
Yes.
But apart from finance, what were some of the struggles you probably faced starting Floral Femininity?
I would say trying to find a location. Because at first it was like, where can we sit and have a meeting every week? Because it was during the summertime, and I was available like every day. So we used to have meetings and activities every single day. And I used to try and find areas like, where can I go? And then we finally figured it out. We had a nice neighbor who gave us her her shop. So that became perfect until we moved away from the shop. And now they have the meetings at my house.
Okay. So your mom or that has to be very accommodating.
They're very accommodating.
25 people are coming inside the house for a meeting. Mommy had us just gone cook a little something and say, and happen everybody look at.
Yes. So.
Look at a little bacon cheese, a little juice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I must have to pass for a floral meeting. Every once in a while.
You know you'll get for sure.
Okay. Yes. Let me ask you something more, Benny. You know what a development professional is? You ever heard of a development professional? Well, let me give you a little definition, right? So the primary purpose of a development professional is to rather strengthen the relationship between people. You understand? Whether it be donors coming in to assist your group or whatever the case might be. Do you think that you actively help to develop the lives of your members of your group or the people around you by, you know, pushing the agenda of Floral Femininity?
That is actually a great question, because now I can answer something that was in my head waiting to be answered since the time.
Okay, well, let's go.
So when I started the group, I said to them, we have a goal. If you get an A in your exam, you're going to get a gift. We had an entire ceremony back in June, I believe, and there were children who were like C's, B's and they got A's. C's, B's and they got A's. And I was like, oh my God. And now, after that, those that didn't get it, I mean, after that, they were like, I get an A in the next semester. I get an A. And it's just heartwarming. Some of the things, like when they came in, you know, their posture or how they kept their rooms, simple things like that, how they dressed before, how they kept their hair. All of these things have changed, and I've seen significant differences, and I'm very happy.
Okay. Well, that actually put a smile on my face.
Yes.
Because I think these are some of the things that sometimes parents can't necessarily address.
Exactly.
You know, you have parents who work within the hotels, who work very early, and sometimes can't, you know, sit around to comb her daughter's hair or something, and the children go to school. And then you see it sometimes. I mean, what happened there? It's until the children get to a certain age, it's like, who's helping them out?
Who's helping them?
You understand? Sometimes the school is just down the road, so the child just goes to school. The just to be fixing up the hair.
Yes.
So I think it's very important what you do. It does have some sort of impact on the people within your community.
Yes.
But what's very interesting, and again, I don't know what's happening today, but I forgot to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the age range for members of Flora Femininity?
Okay, so our age range is between 5 to 20.
5?
5 to 20. You may say, 5? That's young.
No, I'm saying that's young.
But you never
I have
too
a difficult time with, you see, under 8, I have a difficult time. Honestly, I struggle.
I actually love the 5-year-olds. Because
most of them, the older kids.
Let's not say we don't love the older kids. I'm just saying that the 5-year-olds are really nice. Because you know why? They're a lot quieter for some reason. And they don't want to participate.
5-year-olds more quiet?
5-year-olds, like,
Mombele, you tell me that and I think I know the wrong set of 5-year-olds. Because any 5-year-old, 4-year-old that I know anywhere around there.
They're always just quiet. And I'm like, I need y'all to speak. So I always target in them, like, if I ask a question, I will call a 5-year-old before I call a 16 or 14-year-old, because they always sit quietly. I don't know if they feel intimidated by the older girls.
I think
or if they're just shy. But some of them, there's about 3 of them, and they're no longer shy. Like, they actually communicating
positive
now.
Things. We'll take that. We'll take that every day or a week. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my final question of Flora Femininity, because we have to touch on the latter.
Okay.
The group, I started a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the direction you want to see the group grow? Probably membership members,
mm-hmm.
ambitious projects you may have in mind. Mm-hmm. What's next for you?
Okay, so one of the things where we are sort of achieved it was to increase our members, because like I said, we had 16, now we're at like 25.
Mm.
Another thing was to get registered, and we're registered now.
Yeah, Youth and Sports.
Yeah.
They had to sort you out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so we registered with Youth and Sports. What we want also is to probably collaborate with other groups that are similar to us. Because sometimes you're just in one area and you may want to diversify or collaborate or just, you know, enjoy moving mm-hmm. together with other people. I think I contacted the Youth Council mm-hmm. to get training for some of our executive members, and they're actually helping us out, which is very nice.
That's very nice, yes.
Yeah, so I don't want to just stick in Grand Ravine,
mm-hmm.
but I want us to grow. We don't have to go fast. I like to move steady and
progress.
Progress.
Yes, just steady progress. You know, yes. When you say this, I mean, it reminds me a lot of Girls of a Feather. I know you're familiar with Girls of a Feather.
Yes.
I had them here some time ago.
Oh, really?
They're really nice. There's a bunch of young girls here from Convent and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And the group is huge at the Convent, so the number of students who join
mm-hmm.
the group. So probably we could even look for a primary school or secondary school where Flora Femininity is probably a club. I don't know if you have the time for that,
mm-hmm.
where you could reach out to schools, where you could get people from these, you know, because
yeah.
you're like schools in the area. And you're schools
yes,
in the
we
area.
Do. We you're do.
Like, you're like
yes.
two schools in the area, probably even three.
Not two, to me about 5.
Well, here we go. You know, yeah. like, no secondary school.
Yeah.
You know, so you yeah. have schools.
Yes.
So probably that's an avenue you could utilize to
Definitely.
Increase the membership and, of course, push that Flora Femininity agenda some way. Somehow.
Definitely, definitely.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
Yeah, take that one, you know. Mm-hmm. I hear some serious words there.
Ding, ding.
Last but not least, we have about 5 minutes left, but we could talk about Mills Beauty.
Okay.
You know, I see you come there, the shirt matching, and everything matching, and even the shoes, you know. She came there very fashionable. So I guess Mills Beauty actually is booming, I would like to say.
Yes, Mel's Beauty is definitely booming. Okay, so Mel's Beauty, like I said, is a beauty business, self-care. Basically, I have items that will make you glow uniquely. Okay?
Okay.
So, what will make you glow uniquely? It doesn't just start off on the outside. It starts with the inner, and then you can glow outwardly.
Okay, well, you're teaching me something today. Eh? Remember, Mel's Beauty, yeah, I mean, I'm a guy, so you know, I have to take it. When you tell me Mel's Beauty, I'm probably thinking, you know,
nail polish,
gel, acrylic,
you know, this guy,
I'll give you
the deets.
Okay, give me the deets.
Let me give you one example. Okay, body scrubs, shower gels, gloves for your hands. Do not bathe with a rag, Khalid.
Oh, no.
Why are you bathing with a rag?
Okay, let me tell you something. A young lady the other day told me that, you know, she told me, stop using rags, and she gave me a thing to put in my... I actually don't like it, eh? The things...
It will hurt you when you just
start. You see the size of my hands? Like, my hands can't even fit in.
Wait, your hand not fitting?
No,
it But it's stretching.
Yeah, but I really like how it... Like, it's getting a little thin. Okay, that's my pep. I don't like it. All right, that's one. But I agree with you.
Yes.
All these things are important.
So all of these things are important. And when you scrub daily, it helps make your skin brighter. So that's why I said to glow uniquely.
Because I see you there. I see a pimple on your face, you know, more barely. You come there. It's flawless.
Flawless. No makeup.
Okay. Yeah, I see you. I'm not lying to tell you. She's here and there's not a pimple on her face. I actually need to know the skincare routine at this point. You understand?
But it's very long.
It's Mel's beauty.
It's Mel's beauty. The skincare routine is Mel's beauty. So, sure.
That's the best kept secret. Where can I see Mel's beauty? Can I go on Instagram and find Instagram again?
Yeah.
Okay, so I go need these handles.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right. But honestly, I think you say no, not there. Because another thing I'll probably tell you before you leave, you are a chemist, Mobelli. Although right now your degree is in this and that. You're a chemist full stuff, because you did chemistry at 6. You did chemistry at Cape level.
Yes.
So that means you should be able to make soap. You know that?
I can.
You can make soap, because I can make soap. I made about 8 bars of soap the other day.
Yes, yes.
Right? My soap is not scented. There's not any scent.
Oh, you have the natural
ones. Naturally, but it doing the work. You understand? So probably you could get some Mel's soap.
Mel's soap.
Mel's soap. That has a nice ring to it.
Mel's soap.
Mel's soap.
Yes.
Part of Mel's beauty.
Yes.
And that's all the free tips I'm giving you today. Everybody, we've actually run out of time today. I think it was very nice having you here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
A past classmate of mine, here on Youth Unplugged, doing a lot of things, Floral Femininity, Mel's Beauty, and of course, currently at the Ministry of Housing and Local Government. I need to add that part. You know the portfolios change so often.
Yeah.
You had to try to keep up. That's a... Mm-hmm. Local government as well inside of there. But well, it's been a real pleasure having you here. I love the direction that you're going so far. I mean, I could only expect more from you just now. And you're a big permanent secretary or something just now. There. That's the kind of thing I like to hear. That's the kind of positivity I want you to keep pushing. And I wish you the best.
Thank
with Floral Femininity. Before we go, I need the Instagram handles of both Mel's Beauty and Floral Femininity, because I'm going to follow now.
It's so long.
It's long? You know, if it's too long, people will see him.
No, but like if you just put the beginning, like you'll get it one time.
Okay, so I put floral on Instagram.
Floral
okay,
dot
feminine.
You
yeah,
see?
I get it there.
You see? There. Now for Mel's Beauty, we start with an underscore and we put Mel's, M-E-L-L-Z.
Okay, hold on. M-E-L-L-Z. Got it.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we have it. Melania, boom.
Yes.
Okay, so followed.
Yes.
You understand? Mobelli, thank you so much for making it Youth Unplugged. Thank you so much for coming on RCI today with me.
Yes.
And it's been a real pleasure having you. Guys, this is another edition of Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of Sinatra. Remember, go to the bank, get a little piece of land. Mobelli, you know that? Yeah, you have to go and get a little piece of something. Of course, get yourself, secure your home. And of course, the land as well. Get a mortgage with Bank of Sinatra. Also, hit a debit card, you need to open a bank account. Enter Bank of Sinatra today. BOSL, of course, BOSL Wise as well. Get a Wise financial plan with Bank of Sinatra. My name is Khalid Vidat. I will see you again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged.